One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Redmen TV and your latest edition of Expert Insight. My name is Dan Clubb. I will be your host as ever, and I'm delighted to say I'm joined by Dutch football expert Michael Staven for this one. Michael, how are you doing, mate? You okay?
Yeah, good, thank you. Pleased that you're getting a Dutch head coach. I think he's the best one going at the minute.
Well, that'll do for me. That's a nice place to start. let's kick off from there then. I mean, fine praise indeed, I guess, really. The best one going. I mean, what makes you say that? What is it about him that allows you to give him such high praise, I guess?
It's a good question. I think there are very few Dutch head coaches at the minute that are promising, got lots of potential coming through. I think what sets Arne Slot apart is the way he tactically sets up his teams and the style of play that they play. Mm-hmm. But also, he's been able to win things at the top of the Dutch league, and he has managed a club. It was Comber, in the Dutch second tier. He's worked his way up with Arsene Altmaar, being the assistant head coach, was their boss for a year and a half, and has gone to final for a few years and proven why he has this sort of talent and why he's now getting this reputation. I think he has been the best head coach of the Netherlands for possibly 3 or 4 years, showing us what he can do with teams. And I know that does include Erik ten Hag in that as well. I do rate Slot more highly.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, I mean, that win itself is a win in Liverpool fan boxes, of course, immediately. I mean, he is about to become the most expensive Dutch coach in history, given the compensation Liverpool will have to pay Feyenoord. I guess in that case, you think he warrants that sort of high billing. And I guess also, you know, there was links to Liverpool previously. He's been linked to other jobs in the past. But so, he linked to Tottenham previously. And now, obviously, there's been links to other jobs. And now he is coming in at Liverpool. I mean, in terms of his achievements, in terms of what he's done, I guess you think he's ready for this type of step?
Yes. Although I couldn't tell people's apprehension, because he's only ever played in the Netherlands and has only ever managed in the Netherlands. So that's understandable, that apprehension that fans might be feeling. But what he's been able to show us in Eredivisie, bringing that to the Champions League as well, he can compete and can set teams up really well. They play some great football. They top some charts when it comes to, for example, the number of turnovers from pressing. Feyenoord are the best at that. They have the highest number of those from all the top seven leagues, and second place is Liverpool. So the style of play is quite translatable with what he's doing at final to Liverpool. It's not identical, but yeah, a lot of similarities. When it comes to moves in the past, he was touted by Premier League clubs more towards the bottom end of the table than Spurs last summer. He turned them down. I don't think it was the right challenge for him. Spurs has always been a bit of a poison chalice anyway. And he was waiting for this opportunity. I think you can kind of put Spurs and Feyenoord on the same kind of level in that sense. And I think now that he's got this option above what he's currently got, yeah, he was definitely ready to take it. Premier League is a dream of his.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Yeah, I know he spoke about it in the past, hasn't he? But he essentially said, if my next move is sort of a sideways one in Holland still, then that wouldn't be right, essentially. So, yeah, I make you right. And I do want to touch upon the fact that he has, I guess, jumped at the chance, really, to follow Jurgen Klopp, which a lot of other managers might have shied away from. I want to delve into that in a little bit more detail in a minute. Before we do, you alluded to it there, obviously, the translation from his style into what Liverpool are doing and how that might be relatively smooth potentially, but in terms of the actual jump from the Eredivisie to the Premier League, much has been made of that. And it was similar when Ruben Amorim was seemingly the guy. People were looking at the Premier League and going, oof, does that really work coming to the Premier League? How do you see it from a Dutch perspective coming to the Premier League?
I'll say it again, I understand apprehension, but if I'm going to sort of big up the Eredivisie a little more, it is the sixth best league in Europe now. It has grown from around the 15th best to the sixth best in the UEFA coefficient. I think there are some clubs at the top of that league that are stretching and pushing boundaries with what they can achieve back to what Dutch clubs somewhat, what they were able to achieve in the past when we've got, you know, our famous Ajax final, PSV side doing really well. I think it's a growing league still. Obviously, young players are a massive part of that. And them being held back in the Netherlands and wanting to progress their careers in the country is a big part of that. Players are also going back to the Netherlands or transferring to the Netherlands in their mid-20s at the prime of their career is a big reason why it's a more attractive league now. As regards to him translating what he's been able to do in the Netherlands to the Premier League, I'd say you've watched a couple of maybe even just clips of Feyenoord on YouTube, and I know that YouTube can give you what you want to see and those kinds of things. Just look at the way they're playing. I don't think you'll see many Eredivisie sides playing that way. I mean, you've got PSV that are winning the league this year, and they play quite direct. It's quite basic football in some regards, but this final team can win the ball quite well, and they counter-attack really well. They attack aggressively. The way that there's a bit of a nuanced thing with the fullback going on, where they press with the winger up high, double pivot in midfield. When you look at Arne Slot's sides, they line up looking like they're quite reserved with the player selection. But actually, the way that they attack, the way that they maintain pressure is it's attractive and it's good to watch. Even if it's in my experience anyway, watching them play against a mid-table team, he's had a step back in quality this season in what he's had available in terms of players. Last season, they were a little stronger Feyenoord, which is why they're finishing second this season. We still won silverware in the Dutch Cup, and I think that they gave a good count to themselves in Europe. They finished third in the Champions League group, and were unlucky against Roma, knocked out on penalties. But yeah, he's previously taken Feyenoord to the Conference League final. He took them originally a few years ago from being, I think they were fifth in the Eredivisie, and going nowhere, real stale team. Completely turn that around, completely different player selection now. And they're able to sell players for 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 million pounds again. For the first time ever, I'm comparing them to Ajax, of course, who have been able to sell players for that kind of big money. Feyenoord could only kind of dream of that, and there was always this Ajax tax, it was called. Now, actually, it's different. You play for Feyenoord, you can get sold for big money. Slot has had a big impact on that club.
Okay, yeah, it certainly sounds like it as well. I think you touched on it there. I think the experience he's had in Europe has standing in good stead. Obviously, you know, winning the domestic title likewise, and even picking up trophies and silverware along the way will most definitely do so as well. A few people have mentioned to me over the past few days how a big sort of strong key indicator and a big box that he ticks actually is player development, and you've alluded to it just there. And have you seen sort of a marked improvement in certain players, and even a player that have come through the academy at final? You mentioned how key youngsters can be in Dutch football. Yeah. He feels like he is one of those coaches who does make players better who they work underneath him.
I would say with Feyenoord, it hasn't been their own academy products that have come through necessarily. Been one or two that have come through and done really, really well. But not the smattering you might see at Ajax or AZ Alkmaar. But Feyenoord have taken players, say, from other clubs, fit 19, 20, 21, 22 years of age, and then, yes, develop them really well. And Slot is a massive part of that. An example from their own academy, Quinchilly Hartman, who is now the Netherlands left back. Another example would be Quentin Timber, who, after lots of injuries, had a decent season with Utrecht mid-table, was bought by Feyenoord, and is now a key part of how they attack, playing either as a number 8 or number 10 for them. So I could go on. Santiago Jimenez is probably the most high-profile example, Mexican striker, scoring goals for fun in the Eredivisie. And someone that maybe could make the jump to the Premier League and was linked with Liverpool, I believe, a year ago, it was David Hansko, centre-back, come left-back, and he's outgrown the Eredivisie now. Really solid defender. Again, Slot has had that impact that they've become really consistent, high-level players that stand out in Europe as well as the Eredivisie.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I want to touch on his personality in a bit more detail now, because I think stylistically, I think it seems like it's a decent fit, actually following Jurgen Klopp. I spoke to Mark Carey from The Athletic about a month ago now, and he told me at that time that in terms of around Europe, there aren't many that sort of stack up compared to Klopp, but Arne Slot was one of them. So it maybe isn't as out the blue appointment as some might expect, given the data-driven approach that Liverpool were always gonna use in this. But in terms of his personality, the comparison has been made between Feyenoord, Rotterdam in particular, and Liverpool as cities and as fan bases. I mean, first and foremost, do you see that? And how has Arne Slot sort of managed to, I guess, in a way, bridge the gap and become one of them and sort of make it all a unified effort? Because that's something Jurgen Klopp has done most definitely during his time at Liverpool.
Yeah, in terms of the comparison between Rotterdam and Liverpool, both big cities, and I'd say this coming from a working class background myself, both clubs have lots of working class fans who live in the city and all over the country, actually, in terms of Feyenoord. Yeah, it's highly translatable to Liverpool. The fans at Feyenoord, been to the Kuip, brilliant atmosphere, my favourite in the country. And same again, I've never been to Anfield, but of course it's so famous for the fans and what they can do. Yeah, final fans are vociferous, and he just won their hearts. I've been able to message a couple of Feyenoord fans and sort of say, you know, why is he so liked? And I've obviously seen the teams play and everything, but what, as a fan, what is it? And they just said it's just the best manager we've ever had. Both said the same thing, that they've never known anything like it. And I'm talking about people that are 40, 50 years old, so they've seen a lot come through, a lot of great teams. The team that won the UEFA Cup 2001, but no, Slot's team and what he's been able to achieve, they will remember that for a long time to come. And he's just, I feel like you said about his personality and character, he has charisma and he is very listenable. He smiles a lot. He never gets hot-tempered. These things, of course, go in contrast to what we've seen with Erik ten Hag this season when he's been heavily under pressure, a different Dutch manager, of course. It's why keep comparing them, if you like, Ten Hag and Slot. People go, well, Ten Hag's come over and not done that well, so why would Arne Slot? But I think Slot has quietly got that authority. He does demand high expectations, but he will never say outright shout at his team. He doesn't need to. He has great personal relationships with his players that they share nice moments together, which is how he's won them around.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.